The first time I notice the new inmate is when we're all lined up outside our cells for morning headcount. He's standing five doors down from me, sneaking glances at the rest of us as the guards wave their wrist scanners across our hips to read the spy tags that are implanted when we first get here. His blonde hair is cropped close, and the white t-shirt, straining across his gut, is crisp and fresh. He must have arrived in the night. When his gaze lands on me, he does a double take, just as I knew he would. Watching him out of the corner of my eye, I can tell what he's thinking as clearly as if he'd said it out loud. A girl? Here? What the hell? And then, so quickly I almost miss it, a smile flickers across his lips, his eyes narrowing as his surprise turns to anticipation. A girl? Here? What are the chances? I curl my lip into a snarl, half tempted to go over there and introduce him to my fists. What a creep. But what did I expect? At Marway, I stand out like, well, like a 17-year-old female in a prison full of men. One of the guards, dressed in a black acid uniform, reaches me. Strong, Jenna, prisoner ID 4347X, he intones. I clasp my hands behind my back, gazing straight ahead, feeling Creep's stare drilling into me. What's she in for? I hear him ask one of the other guards. The guard doesn't answer, just scans his hip and moves on down the line.